Welcome to Dominion Authority. My name is TLI Simpson. I'm your host today. And on Dominion Authority, we discuss issues as it relates to taking dominion in your lot in this life, your inheritance, and the authority that you need to take that dominion. So I just want to welcome you onto the broadcast today. Today, we will be discussing the topic of jurisdiction. But let me pray before we get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We worship you, for this is the day that you've made. We rejoice and we're glad in it, O God. So we thank you for today. We thank you for your jurisdiction, power, and authority, jurisdictional power and authority that you've bestowed upon us as your people. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for trusting us. And God, just teach us how to better handle, better relate to your people in reference to this topic, Lord. Make us good stewards. Make us even better. Lord, I pray that we will represent you greatly and mightily to your glory and not to your shame, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will humble ourselves before your mighty hand and your stretched out arm, that we will be pleasing in your sight in everything that we do. Make us better. Teach us your ways. And Lord, let us give you your gospel, the glory in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. So I was thinking about the topic of jurisdiction. I just released a new book, and it is titled, How to Evict Your Enemies from Your Territory, The Law of Dispossession. Now, I use this book in conjunction with the principles in my other book, Fasting and Praying Bootcamp Manual. Now, I know I'm saying now a lot, but I just want to really talk about the now right now. Jurisdiction has about 10 different aspects or different principles, I guess you could say, as it relates to that word. There is exousia, which is the power to act or authority, control, domain, dominion, jurisdiction, liberty, suggesting the absence of any hindrance to an act. Then there's curiae, I don't know if I'm saying it right, to be lord or rule, to be lord of or rule, properly to exercise rights over one as with full lordship over this jurisdiction. There's this postes, lord. From husband, properly an authority figure, master, who exercises complete jurisdiction and wields unrestricted power. That was aspect number three of jurisdiction. Number four, Sanhedrion, a sitting together, hence a council. Is where the word the Sanhedrin, tribunal, meeting place of the Sanhedrin, the high court, the senate, comprised of 71 members, comprising the members of high priestly families, etc., etc. Then there's the fifth one, curiositas. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Lordship, celestial hierarchy from Lord. And is speaking of dominion, a power exerting itself in a particular jurisdiction. Then there's number six, Cato curiae, curiuo, to bend down from, according to intensifying exercise of lordship, properly exercise control, as acting as a ward with full jurisdiction, I exercise authority over, overpower, master. So it's as if you're a ward, you're a steward basically over a particular jurisdiction. You are exercising authority or overpower or a master. Then there's number seven, Basileus, a king, ruler, or emperor. Number eight, Archon or Archon is ruler, chief. It's from the word rule, take precedence. Properly a ruler, a chief, a commander with authority and influence over people in a particular jurisdiction. Then there's Mishtar. All the ones prior to Mishtar were the Greek words, different words or aspects of jurisdiction. These last two are Hebrew, Mishtar, which is rule or authority, dominion, from the word shoter of the Hebrew word. And it's dominion from or of heaven over earth, the dominion of heaven over earth. And then it's the Medina, or Medina, a province from the word Dain, properly a judgeship. An example of that would be jurisdiction by implication over a district as ruled by a judge, generally a region. So these are the 10 different aspects of jurisdiction. So there's 10 different ways to express dominion or to exercise the authority as God's delegated representatives in the earth. Now, God is the direct power. We are just his representatives. He has given us stewardship. He's given us authority to act as a lord or a judge, for men as husbands over their wives, as rulers over a land, if you're a king or a prince or president, or president over a council, over a club or a committee or a business. You have a certain amount of jurisdiction. If you are a leader on a council or tribunal, you have a certain amount of jurisdiction. And so, in reference or relationship to my new book, How to Evict Your Enemies from Your Territory, The Law of Dispossession, we're discussing jurisdiction. Let's talk about territorial jurisdiction today. Or we even could talk about familial disposition, jurisdiction, excuse me. So that will be number 3 that I discuss. That's D-E-S-P-O-T-E-S. Lord or, properly an authority figure or master who exercises complete jurisdiction, wields unrestricted power over family like a husband. And then there's, ruler, chief, properly a commander, authority figure. Most of us kind of fall into that place. Some fall into the place as a emperor, but most of us fall into, you know, a smaller portion of this. Now, lordship, celestial hierarchy, from lord or dominion, a power exerting itself, are basically the powers that we fight against, such as celestial beings like angels or demons. We don't fight angels. They fight on our behalf. But demons are spiritual opposition that we have a certain amount of authority from a certain level. Now, most of us think from a bottom-up experience or an earth-to-heaven experience, but we're seated in heavenly places on the right hand of Jesus, who's on the right hand of the Father in heaven at the throne. So we should be praying from a top-down experience. And a lot of us, sometimes we say we have understanding, but a lot of us really, truly have a hard time grasping that because our minds have not ascended to that level, to that place. And so we need to begin to ask the Lord to help us to remove the hindrances, open up our mindset to the Bible. One word the Bible uses is simple, which in one context means open-minded. It's not simple as in stupid or ignorant, but we need to be simple in a place of open-mindedness. And so we need to begin to allow the Lord, allow God to open up our mindset so that we can ascend to these higher heights, to begin to pray from a top-down experience, because we're not just earthly sensual creatures with this earthen vessel, but we're spirit beings living in a body. We have what my old pastor used to say, a trichotomy, which is your spirit, your soul, which is comprised of your mind, will, and emotions. And then there's also your body, which is your house, your physical house for your spirit, which is your personality. Now, let's just talk about how we operate in our jurisdictional authority that God has given us. Because in the beginning, and if you go to your Bibles, and I usually generally tend to gravitate more toward the King James Version. So if you turn with me in your Bible, but whatever version you read, just turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to go straight to verse 28, where it says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Now, a lot of us don't really grab hold to the over every living thing that move upon the earth. How many believe that spirits are living things? We'll grasp that later. We'll talk about that another time. We're not going to talk about that today. But God has given us anything that moves upon the face of the earth in this realm. We have dominion over it if we believe it. Not only do we have dominion, but we have the ability to subdue anything that moves upon the area of jurisdiction or territory that we have. Whether it be abstract, tangible, or intangible, you have to understand what is it that God is giving you jurisdiction over. What is it that He's giving you authority over? So I'm just going to leave this question with you today to ponder. What is your area or level of jurisdiction? What level of power or authority do you have? Do you have a exousia power, which is a power to act as an authority, control on a domain, a jurisdiction or a dominion freely without any hindrance working against you? Are you the Lord or ruler that is able to exercise rights over one as with full authority or lordship over a particular region or jurisdiction or any of the other of the 10 that I mentioned? So I want you today to just think about, begin to ask the Lord, ask God, what is my level of authority? Where do I have dominion over? How do I operate and flow in jurisdiction? And matter of fact, let me pray with you today. Father, in your precious name, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we just thank you for today, for unleashing this opportunity to walk in your power, bestowing your power and authority upon us. Give us clear understanding of dominion, of subduing our adversaries and jurisdiction. Show us the true meaning of jurisdiction. There are 10 different definitions of power and authority and jurisdiction that I am reading for the people and standing the gap on, God. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will unleash unto us. Reveal the truth, oh God. Speak to us the truth of the matter. Let us not be misled or be puffed up or be arrogant concerning our jurisdiction. And even where we are now, where we have authority, jurisdictional authority and power, let us not puff up, but let us humble ourselves. For the way up is down. Lord, give us the complete revelation and understanding of the matter. Show us where, what, and who we have dominion and authority over, where we have jurisdiction. For your glory is all for your glory. It's all for your good. In your Son's Jesus' mighty name, Lord Jesus, your Lord and Savior, and we confess our devout, consistent devotion to you. We confess with our mouths that we are loyal and faithful unto you until the day we pass from this earth into the next process and phase of our lives in eternity. And we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.